Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different, the Highly Sensitive Leadership Revolution, found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 206, Power of the Heart, Part 2, Nurturing Self, Relationships, and Social Impact. This week's episode is a continuation from our last episode. In this part 2, I share another special snippet from one of our intuitive planning days within the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Programs. Now, this is a full day where I guide HSPs in business and leadership who are in the Business Miracles community to plan the next 4 months from the power of the heart, otherwise known as our HSP intuition. So you'll get the rare opportunity to peek into what it's like to use your intuition, to guide you into right action. Also that you can be the architect of your destiny. Listen in to receive your own heart's guidance on discovering where you need to nurture your own relationships with yourself, with others, and to be in action. All to give you hope and to help you to be happier as you do your part to nurture social impact in the world. Let's go. Clarity, core practice, consistency. Subcategories. Self-nurture, relationship nurture, social impact nurture. You will be tempted into confusion over these next months. The observation and study of your relationships is the surest way to see where your energy leaks are and where you compromise your personal truth. Relationship with self and relationship with others. Focus on how you feel around certain relationships. And if they are not aligned, but still important, such as family members, use intuitive discernment about what is meant to change. It will become clear if you have been in a position of enabling or if you have been overly dependent, or if you are feeding a dysfunctional situation or pattern. This invites you to become conscious. Conscious of separating yourself from others who are determined to stay in the fields of suffering, despair, negativity, and cynicism. This is not the time to default to our HSP shadow of people pleasing in order to avoid conflict. This is not the time to default to shadows of analysis paralysis or over responsibility to try to solve everything for everyone. Yet, this is also not the time to avoid or attack. So this is where we remember this is specifically in service to a transition in motion. The question for the heart for this is, how am I meant to use core practice and consistency to remain clear, focused, and to stay awake within my relationships? How am I meant to use core practice and consistency to remain clear, focused, and to stay awake within my relationships? Funnel through the lens of your 12-month goal, current, upcoming 90-day benchmarks. The head brain will tell you, nurturing self, nurturing relationship with others, that doesn't have anything to do with 90-day benchmark or 12-month goals, targets, and projects. It doesn't have anything to do with business, leadership accomplishments. For us HSPs, it has everything to do with business and leadership accomplishments. So take a moment, put down anything that's in your hands. Adjust your seat as needed, where needed. Uncrossing legs and ankles and feet. Starting by placing both hands in your lap and closing your eyes. And then just moving palms of hands front to back and back to front on the thighs in your lap. Literally just creating some intentional generation of energy. Using that energy to shift from head brain to heart brain. Be conscious of your breath. Taking breath in. Letting breath out. Full tune into the power of the heart. From this place with eyes closed, both hands placed on heart, legs uncrossed, evenly placed beneath you. And from this place, we dive in and we ask of the dear, dear sweetheart, how am I meant to stay in consistent core practice of self-nurture, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually? What is meant to be at the forefront each and every week to keep myself clear, to keep myself cared for, to keep myself nurtured, to keep myself fueled through anything and everything these next months might bring my way? When received, chin to chest, eyes gently open, and write it down. And when ready, both hands back to heart, eyes closed, connecting in. And together, let's take in a breath. Breath in. And let it out. Dropping into the power of the heart, the strength of our HSP intuition. And we ask, dear, dear sweetheart, what are the potential relationships that could cause me confusion? Take me off my track. Convince me to question myself, my values, my truth. How may I nurture these relationships with grace, while also remaining focused with grit? In what way am I meant to use the power of core practice and consistency to support me? To support me in nurturing through ownership of what is my part and stepping back where the part is not mine to take. Who, what, and how, and when received, write it down. And when ready, both hands back on heart, eyes closed. Let the heart lead. Together again, breath in and let it out. Eyes closed. Both hands on heart. And it's from this space of collective connection in service to our role as royal advisors that we join together and we each ask of our dear, dear sweethearts, what is the social impact we are each meant to nurture? What is the social impact we are each meant to make? What is the social impact we are each meant to carry in the face of fear, in the face of tension, in the face of concern? Dear, dear sweetheart, sweetheart, what is my part to play? How am I meant to stay in core practice consistently? Staying clear in the face of so much that could create so much confusion. Help me to know my lane. Help me to stay in my lane. Help me to be in action in a way that works for me, giving me hope, helping me to be happier, and doing my part
to nurture impact. Dare to receive. And then write it down. When ready, bring your hand back to heart. Taking a breath in and letting it out. I am the architect of my destiny. I am the architect of my destiny. I am the architect of my destiny.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.